The new federal agency designed to protect consumers from bad operators in the financial industry officially launched today. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is described by its supporters as a cop on the beat for Americans as they do business. But Republicans in Congress say the Bureau has too much power. They want it to have more oversight, go to Congress for its funding, and have a board of directors rather than one head. Democrats are fighting those changes, including Senator Mark Begich, who says it would weaken the agency to the point of being ineffective.
They want to have a board run it. You want to create a disaster. There we go. You know, having an agency run by a committee is the most ridiculous thing, bureaucratic idea I've ever heard. Second, if you listen to the financial roundtable folks, people in the industry, they're not having a lot of complaints right now about the agency, you know, and what their steps are. They fear what might happen in the future, but we all fear everything. I fear walking out the street in Washington, D.C. and getting hit by a car, but that doesn't stop me from leaving the building and walking home every day.
Begich says already the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is causing mortgage and credit card companies to simplify their information for customers.
I just looked at a document my mother just got for a purchase that she's doing. It was so easy to read. You can actually understand what the deal is. And I think, I don't understand why people are opposed to making sure consumers, taxpayers, know what the deal is they're getting from their credit card company, their mortgage company, a small business borrowing money, what the deal is in plain, simple English.
The new agency is part of the financial overhaul bill Congress passed last summer called Dodd-Frank. Only three Republicans voted for it in the Senate, and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski was not one of them. She agrees with most of her GOP colleagues that it creates additional bureaucracy and doesn't have enough checks and balances. But unlike her fellow Republicans, Murkowski did not sign a letter this spring sent to President Obama threatening to block his nominee to run the agency. She was one of only two Republicans who refrained from signing. Murkowski says she agrees with the concerns raised in the letter, just not the threat attached to it.
The language, if you'll go back and read it, was very, very limiting. It said, we are not going to allow approval of anybody unless. And I asked the rhetorical question, I said, well, what if the president were to put somebody like a John Kyle, for instance, and I just pulled that name out of the air. But what if they were to put a person like him in? Are we still going to stand by our word that we are not going to allow this name to move forward? I wanted to be able to evaluate the nominee. I don't think that it's odd. It just demonstrates that, once again, I'm reading the fine print.
Enough other Republican senators signed the letter to effectively block the confirmation of President Obama's choice to run the consumer agency. This week, he named to the job Richard Cordray, a former attorney general of Ohio, who's been the consumer agency's chief enforcement officer since early this year.